the intersection where a single vehicle collision occurred, killing six people in their early 20s, is still blocked off by police this evening, nearly 12 hours after the crash scene was first located early Sunday morning. Barrie Police Communications Coordinator Janet Mays confirmed to Barrie Today that the vehicle was removed from the crash scene Sunday afternoon. Several news reports show the vehicle, which appeared red in color underneath a tarp, being brought out on the back of a large flatbed truck sometime between 12:30 p.m. and 4:30 p.m. The crash happened in the area of McKay Road and County Road 27 in Barrie's South End. It was discovered by an on-duty police officer around 2 a.m. as of 4:45 p.m. Sunday. The road was still blocked off, Mays noted. I think they are bringing in barricades to close some things off while they finished up, but I haven't heard anything different at this point. I believe it's still closed where we had it blocked off, said Mays, who did not expect any further updates tonight. I am not even sure about tomorrow. The area where the crash occurred is the site of a city construction project and the intersection had been closed since the spring, City of Barrie Chief Administrative Officer Michael Prowse said in a news release sent out early Sunday evening. The area was a construction site being managed by city contractors to deliver the design, construction and financing of the water, sewer and road work along McKay Road and Veterans Road to service new development in this area, he said. The road has been fully closed and signed accordingly for many months. We were devastated to hear the news of an accident in the area of McKay Road West and Veterans Drive, Prowse added. This is an active Barrie police investigation and as always if there is anything the city staff can do to assist we will. Barrie Today will have more information as it is made available.